We're at the local swimming pool. You've been doing your lengths and you like to do relaxed lengths. You're not worried about timing. But I like to try and break my record and I like to make sure I'm pushing myself. So I come to the end of my time where I've done my mile and I've made the time that I wanted to achieve and I'm feeling good and the blood is racing. We want to get out of the pool before the rush comes and all the cubicles get filled up. So we have a little bit of a cuddle. And you sit on my lap and we have a little kiss, but we don't want to go too far because we know everybody's around. But the time's coming for the pool to close, so we get out of the pool and we walk down to the communal shower. And opposite the communal shower, there are a couple of private cubicles, and the rest of the shower's open, but the cubicles are closed, people in them. So we start rinsing off in the shower as we normally would. And then we see that one of the cubicles opens and a lady comes out with a towel around her head and a towel wrapped around her. As she goes off, we see the door inviting us. It's open and there's a shower inside. Our blood's up and we're ready to go. We look at each other and we look at the door and we know what each other's thinking. And there's nobody else around to see us. We just keep our eyes open to make sure nobody sees us. We slip into the cubicle together. And we shut the world outside. We lock the door. And we look at each other. And then I reach over. And I give you a kiss on the lips. And I reach over to the shower controls and I start the water going. And the water feels good and warm and it's pouring over our bodies. And I put my arms around you, I look into your eyes, and I start to kiss your lips. Just gentle, soft kisses. We look into each other's eyes. And so, with the water flowing over us, dripping down us, I slip my fingers underneath the shoulder straps of your swimming costume. I start to slide it down your arms. I look at your body. I look at your neck. And I revel in watching as the swimsuit comes down further and further, starting to expose the top of your breasts. I take my time as I love looking at your body becoming exposed. Slide it down and now I can see your nipples. And I pull it down further and you lift your arms out of your swimsuit. I'm looking at your body and desiring you. And I push the swimming costume further down. And the water is running over your body. And I lean down as I push the swimsuit further off your thighs. And down so I expose you. And then it, as it gets down to your knees, it drops to the floor. And my head is in front of your pussy. And I can look up and see your beautiful naked body. And I stand up and I reach for some soap. And massage some soap into my hands. And I start massaging it into your body. Start with your shoulders. And I move my hands down to your breasts. I cup your breasts in my hands. I squeeze them together. I feel them sliding underneath my hands. With the soap making your skin feel so smooth. And I start to wash your tummy. Slide my soapy hands over your tummy. And I get more soap. And I slide my soapy hands over your thighs. Running them down your thighs. And I put my hands in between your thighs. And start rubbing them gently up and down from your knees up to your pussy. And then I start to move my fingers so that they touch your pussy. And you rub some soap into your hands. You start massaging the soap into my chest. And then you lean down and you put your hand on my cock. You can feel through my swim shorts. You can feel how hard I am touching your naked body. And you put your thumbs inside, in between my skin and my shorts, and you start to pull them down. And you pull the front forward so my penis springs out. And you pull my shorts down, down to my knees. And your head level with my cock. And you're looking at my hard cock and my naked body. And you lift your hands up and you grab the shaft of my cock. Put your hand right round my cock and start to stroke. And then you, with your tongue, you start to lick my hard cock. You can feel how hard it is with your tongue. And we know there are people outside who could hear us, and I'm trying to moan, and I want to moan, and I want to cry out. But I can't, I have to be so quiet so that nobody hears. And then you plunge my cock into your mouth. You feel, you explore my cock with your mouth. Oh, you're rubbing your tongue all over my cock and sucking and sucking. And you turn around and you grab hold of the shower controls and you bend over. And I move down and I grab hold of your bum with my hands. And I get some soap and I start massaging the soap into your beautiful naked bum. And I go down on my knees. And I start to push my finger inside your pussy. Pushing it in and out. And I start feeling your clit and rubbing your clit. And I can hear you breathing, your breathing starting to get stronger and stronger, and you know you don't want anybody to hear because this is our little secret. Just outside the door, you know that there's everybody still out there. And now you know that the pool is closing. And you can hear people coming out of the pool and starting to use the showers. And the only thing between them and us is that door, that locked door. And behind that locked door is us, and I'm pushing my fingers into your pussy, and you want to moan and you want to cry out, and we both know that if we make any noise, then everybody will hear. And then I start to push my tongue, lick the outside of your pussy lips, and then start to push it inside your pussy. I start to explore your pussy, licking my tongue around the entrance, pushing it as deep as I can into your pussy. I can hear your breathing getting stronger and harder, and you want to cry out. You want to cry out, but you can't. You have to be so quiet. And all these people using the showers outside, the only thing between them and us is that flimsy door with the flimsy lock. And I stand up and I run my hands down your back, and I feel your hair in the back of your neck with my hands. And then I start to push my hard cock inside your pussy. You're bending down, holding onto those shower controls. And I start to push my cock in, and you feel my cock entering your pussy. In it goes, and pushing deep inside. Oh my God, you want to moan and you want to cry out. And you have to be quiet. You have to be quiet. And I start grinding and pushing my cock into your pussy. It's going in and out and in and out. And you can feel my hard cock inside you. God, it feels so good having my cock inside you. I reach round with my hands and I'm holding onto your tits, squeezing them, feeling our naked bodies with all these people around. And we're trying to be so quiet. I'm trying to be so quiet, and I'm going to come, and I can feel I'm going to come, and I just can't make any noise. I'm going to come, you can feel me roused, you can feel that I'm about to reach that point, and you're going to orgasm, and here it comes, how quiet can I be? Oh, we were both wondering if anybody heard us. Oh, are they all just completely unaware of the two naked people having sex so close to them, with so little in between us? Oh, and you turn around and our eyes meet. And we feel so naughty for having done it there, for having taken that opportunity. But we kiss and we hold each other. And we feel each other's bodies pressed against each other naked. And we love the moment. And now the moment has come where we need to turn around. And we need to find a way of getting out of the cubicle without anybody realizing what we've done.